listener production.
Afternoon, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Dead birds have been left on the Premier's doorstep today as the Coalition Against Duck Shooting protests another duck hunting season. Although he reckons shooter numbers have dwindled in recent times, campaign director Laurie Levy says more needs to be done to stop animal cruelty.
All Premier Jacinta Allan has to do to stop the violence against our beautiful native water birds is to ban the activity outright, as three other Labor states did, 1995 and 2005.
A house has been saved after a North Murchison shed went up in flames yesterday morning. Seven CFA crews reportedly attended the blaze, with investigations underway into the cause of the fire. Bass Coast Shire will tomorrow consider its draft budget for the 2024-25 financial year. Whether council will push for a state cap rate rise of 2.75% remains to be seen. The Victorian government is pushing for a substantial boost for workers on minimum and award wages, but acknowledges this may impact small businesses. Retail, hospitality, accommodation, healthcare and aged care workers would be the big winners. And AFL Victoria is shaking up the way it organises things. Representatives have been appointed to the five newly established region councils across the state. For AFL Gippsland, Joe Rotino, Rowan Butler and Alan Chandler have all taken on the job. Greg Madigan from AFL Victoria says these new committees will have the local community front of mind.
Primarily, we want local decisions made by local people. Setting up these councils provides sort of our regional team out there a guiding structure to help sort of run the football in that particular region.
Tongala boy Harley Reid has nabbed the Rising Star nomination for round five. That's after another impressive game from the number one draft pick last weekend. Reid says it was a big game and he was stoked to play against one of his idols in Dustin Martin.